Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, the first hour of the show, the energy was off the charts. The amount of fans, just like it was really all weekend long, when you consider 7th Avenue in New York City was literally shut down. On Friday night, shut down. There were so many fans that went out from the Garden onto the street and just celebrated in the middle of the street, stopping traffic for a length of time. Filling the window in front of Madison Square Garden Networks, our studio, when we were doing the postgame show, just jumping up and down, acting out. I put a bunch of videos and photos out on Twitter that night. And then
you
again on Sunday.
It. You act for it.
I did. I said, come to the window.
Now if they play a game 6, you might get somebody putting up against the glass.
Well, that's funny, because Sunday there was more police presence on 7th Avenue. They were making sure, because I'll be honest with you, when they started pounding on the glass, it got a little jarring. A little, like, concerning. Because somebody said, you should come out and meet and see everybody. And I'm like, I will never make it back in alive if I do that. But
this
still.
This is what I suggest everybody doing. Well, I want somebody to take some two-sided type of Velcro, stick it to the window, and then get one of those fat suits and jump on the window and be just suspended for the whole time in, like, the sumo suit.
It wouldn't be. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me to see something like that. But I'll tell you what. You're talking about a game Friday that might not be necessary to play. Game 5 is Wednesday in Cleveland, and the series could be over if the Knicks win on Wednesday. And I'm telling you, man, like all indications are they can win this game.
You're saying you see quit in Cleveland.
I'm not. Quit is not
backs
the word.
Backs against the wall.
No, quit is not the word I would use.
They let go of the rope, you said.
They did that twice over the weekend. That's what I mean. That's to me what, if you're a Cavs fan, that would be your concern, is they pushed a little, but once they knew, like, they just, if they weren't going to get it done, they let go of the rope. And that was it. So, again, concern? Yes, absolutely. Should be a concern if you're the Cavs. But if you're a Knicks fan, there's nothing to be worried about. Because, and let me tell you, the Randall story is one that is trying to become, like, you know how there's always, like, there's joy, but they always want to bring you that, like, but I don't know, it's not all happy.
Joy and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Like sunshine and rain. So they saying it's rain for Julius Randall, but it's sunshine for the Knicks? No, I'm calling BS on that one.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Listen.
Don't let him sell that story to you. Don't let him sell it.
Right. I think, they got a lot more time to get that ankle rested. By the time now he has the opportunity to come out and be the guy that finishes. Yeah. People remember how you start, and they remember how you finish. A lot of stuff in the middle gets kind of lost in the sauce. But they remember the closeout games, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
because
true.
That's when another team wants it really, really bad. They don't want to go into that night.
And
you got to kill them.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to pretty much snuff out their will. That's what you've got to do, to a point where it's night-night. And that's where you need your big hitters. And maybe Julius Randle is saving his best for last. We shall see. That is Wednesday night, of course. 7 o'clock is the tip-off, so earlier game on Wednesday. And, of course, we have your full coverage right here on 98.7 ESPN. But it is hour number 3. It is Bart and Han. So, Bart, on Overreaction Monday,
yeah,
after a weekend like that at the Garden, with the Rangers still to go tonight against the Devils, what's that mean?
I think I'm at, first of all, let me push the refresh button. Boop. Scrolling. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
It means it's the power.
No.
Nope.
I'm gonna need a lot of mo.
I got the back brace on. Hold on. I can't get enough air. Let me take the back brace, the proper Sandwell back brace that keeps my posture right. Let me take that out so I can open up my chest a little bit.
All right.
Power number 3.
Okay.
It's the power hour.
He's stopping at 5.
Knicks at 5, baby. Let's go.
I like where your head's at. I like it. Here's the thing. Like, everybody is mocking the Knick fans for celebrating the way they're celebrating,
haters,
right?
Haters.
And I feel like, as I said earlier, I feel like don't listen to it. And don't feed into it. Because we're at a place now, after everything we've been through as a city, as a society, all that stuff, where, you know what? You don't know when you're going to get a chance to enjoy the good. So when there's good, man, enjoy it. What I saw was, and I think this is great, it's a whole younger generation of fans that were out in that street. This wasn't people that saw the 90s Knicks and are trying to relive old glory. No, this is a whole, this is like, again, your father's Knicks. These are the kids who had only heard these stories about how fun it is at the Garden when the Knicks are good and when you're winning in the playoffs. And they don't know anything but the stories and the dusty old videos and stuff. They don't know any of this. They weren't old enough to see even what 2013 was like. And all that really was something that fell short. They haven't really experienced the full joy because it's only been a lot of frustration and a lot of, man, these young fans have done nothing but argue about, we should have lost that game. It would have been better in the lottery. So let them have their time. Let them celebrate because you don't know how long this is going to last. You don't know if this is the only time you're going to get to enjoy this. We've lived through enough to realize that if you take for granted the fun times, you'll look back and realize I didn't enjoy that enough. And I saw fans on Friday night who had such a great time, they didn't want the night to end. No, I don't want to go home. I want this to last a little longer. And the same thing happened on Sunday. No. This weekend was too damn lit. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go back to work Monday. I don't want to go to class on Monday. I want to stay here a little bit longer and get all the juice out of the squeeze that I can. That's what I saw out of these people, and I have no problem with it. Celebrate the good. There's nothing wrong with that.
You talk about unexpected good too, right? Like, I feel like when they finished fourth, the expectations were higher than what they were this year when they finished fifth. But this team is more equipped to do a lot more damage because of the depth and because of the collective experience that they've had as a group and individually in other places. You don't think Brunson learned how to play in the playoffs and what wins in the playoffs when he was in Dallas?
Right.
Absolutely he did. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, now the experience is coming. You don't think the hunger of a guy like Josh Hart, who's never made it to the postseason, who's, you know, understands this opportunity for him to introduce himself to the peoples as also he continues. You talk about Brunson making money last year? Well, how much money is Josh Hart making? How much money is Josh Hart making? So, right. You know, you look at that opportunity too. Because they can't. Like, you talk about most important players, I think you have to put Brunson, I mean, you have to put Josh Hart as number three. Right behind Julius Randle and right behind Brunson,
it's Brunson, Barrett, and Hart. And I might even put Hart at two and Barrett at three, even though Barrett had two great games. Hart's had a great series.
Yeah, I'm talking about as core. I'm talking about as, like, the core going forward.
Yeah.
Like, their impact, his ability to take away the best wing player that the opposing team has. Like, you have to – in this league, you have to have that guy. He's basically a poor man's Jimmy Buckets.
Think about it. The Villanova guy's leading the way, and all they know is winning from Villanova. Like, Jay Wright gave them that foundation there, and they have taken it to the NBA, and here they are in New York winning and setting that example, being that kind of character that this team – let's be honest. This team has lacked that type of player for too long, and they've got now a couple of guys. And it's amazing how young players can gravitate to that and pick it up themselves, and that becomes part of their character as well. Okay, that's how winners do it. I see. So, again, it's all the elements that the Knicks have been missing, and you say, well, they don't have stars, they lack stars. And you're right, they lack stars. But that kind of character, you made this great comparison with Brunson, is that it's like Chauncey Billups. Now, their pasts aren't the same. But when Chauncey got to Detroit, is like when Jalen got to New York. It's sort of perfect fit and ready for the moment. Chauncey became Mr. Big Shot, eventually led them to a championship, but was such an important piece to getting them there on a team that wasn't loaded with stars, but a bunch of dogs. And the Knicks get Brunson. It's his time. He's ready for it and becomes Mr. Big Shot and part of, again, a group that doesn't have stars. But you see some dogs starting to develop here, man. And that's important. And this is what I love, too. So while outside the building, you got this.
Go, Spidey!
Go your way!
Go you wish you can!
While you have that going on outside the building, then inside the building, you have Jalen Brunson saying
this. Not even close to being over. We are continuing to focus on one day at a time. There's nothing to celebrate. There's nothing to be truly happy about. So obviously, we won tonight. We're one step closer. But we are continuing to have that same mindset mentality and that we have over the past couple games.
You know, like, just keeping it calm.
Like I said before, I have no idea how the dude can undo 37 twists or braids before the press conference. I still don't understand what type of yeah, I mean, I know, like, we do. Like, when we go in and we do TV, we have makeup and hair yep. artists. I wanted to, don't let me find out with all the braids and cornrows the Knicks got on their squad that they got a glam team.
I did meet his aunt, who I don't think she said she does hair, but she does nails. Talked to her in the garage after the game. She was having a great time.
You ain't get no petty? Medi petty?
Well, I mean, I was in the garage. She didn't offer, though. I was kind of surprised. She might.
Yeah, like, hey, come see me. Let me see your cuticles. Let me see your cuticles. Yeah. I you need some help.
You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of feeling like when she brought up that she does nails, that she would have then said, like, here's my card. You know, why don't you come and see me? Nothing. So I almost feel like I shouldn't ask, right? Because if she wanted me to come through, she would have said something.
She saw them long-ass fingernails and that nail bed. I was like, I got my work cut out.
Way too much work. But still, the building, though, was special this weekend. And we talked about it from Friday on. And even Saturday, the Rangers might have lost, but still, that game Saturday night, the Rangers-Devils game, that place was also just incredible. The atmosphere was great. You got the Rangers-Devils again tonight, and I'm sure it's going to be just as loud and just as, you know, fired up because it's a big game for the home team. They can go up 3-1 if they win. And if you're the Devils, you got to feel like you steal another one here. Now, all of a sudden, you got a different kind of series going on, going home. But you know,
got momentum going home, too.
But for Tom Thibodeau, how important is it when you think about this team during the regular season was an okay home team? They actually weren't very good early on. They were a very good road team. But they never really turned the Garden into a home court advantage. And we on Friday talked about how sometimes the Garden can work against the home team because opposing stars come in and they get fired up. They love the atmosphere. And the crowd can turn on the home team if you're not performing. None of that happened this weekend. And for Tom Thibodeau, he loved it.
There's nothing like the Garden. The energy that comes with the building, what it means, all that stuff. So I thought our fans brought great energy, and that's helpful. But we have the best fans, and it's the best arena to play in. So there's nothing like a big game in the Garden.
Nothing like it. And I'm telling you, the crowd sounded different, and it was a good different. It was more of a confident, we got your back, we're behind you different. And it was a roar unlike anything. And even J.B. Bickerstaff admitted in between games that his team was a little rattled. He said, we're not scared of anybody. We're not running from anybody. But he definitely talked about how, well, it's a young team. It's their first experience, and they might have been overwhelmed a little bit by it. So that's to your advantage. Now, Bart, let me ask you a question. You've gone to these types of events. You've been around, and then you see fans, and they all want to reach out to you and take pictures and all that stuff. Did you catch Pete Davidson when he was leaving the building yesterday?
No, I missed
it. So Pete Davidson was sitting courtside with John Stewart. And Pete Davidson goes to a lot of Knick games. So he's not one of these, like, you know, phony Knick fans. Like, John Stewart's gone to a lot of games. Like, you know the celebrities who are true fans. They're there a lot. And so Pete Davidson's leaving. So fans want to take pictures. He actually, some kids, he took their phone, took a selfie, handed the phone back, like, doing cool stuff like that. But there was this one guy that kept walking behind him, almost like photobombing every picture. And then at one point, he put his arm around Pete.
He's dead, dude.
And Pete, like, turned and just two-hand shoved him.
That's what I'm talking about. And he has that persona, too, where he can hit him with two-hand. Like, he's just crazy. He's like Jackass. He can do whatever he wants and get away with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can snap, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that's one of the, like, you know.
Dude, taking liberties.
I don't know if you was wondering if you saw that video. Because, man, that's one of those, like, what are you
right
doing?
Now,
like, why is that guy doing that?
Because guys always, listen, we're in a world where, like, what did Chris Rock say? Be infamous do something, or be an ass, or do something stupid.
Right.
And everybody's trying to do, like, him getting pushed, he can use that. Him getting pushed and fall, he can use it more.
He didn't fall, but still.
Like, that's, yo, dude, bizarre. What you doing?
And then the other thing that came from this game was something that I've noticed Jalen Brunson doing. He made five three. Nobody could make a three in this game. He made five of them. Everybody else was all like the Knicks were 8 for 29. He made 5 of the 8 threes.
You know the Cavs were
6 for 23. Like nobody could make a three over the weekend.
The reason he made his because he held his fingers up and curled his fingers up like Steph Curry. When you do that, that thing going in. You got to put that Hulk Hogan U finger up.
Well, he also did this after he hits the three. He puts two fingers and then the thumb, and he puts it under his nose.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's sniffing his fingers.
That's a weird part. Like, where? How do you get that on your hand to sniff in between your thumb and your index?
Like, it looks like he's either putting it over his hand? Is he covering his mouth?
Let us know.
We're trying to figure it out. Look, it's something I've seen him do, and I would always like, oh, that's a new Selly.
Didn't Lisa Salters ask him?
Lisa Salters, ABC.
Let's see what he did, what he told.
ABC had the broadcast, and so she asked him, which any reporter would want to know. And so, all right, Jalen, why don't you explain it?
The guys want to know your three-point celebration. Where'd it come from?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, wow. Okay. You don't need to know, guys. You don't need to know.
Later on, that's
what he told her. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. It's just splat.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I mean, that's...
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Is this equivalent to like the salt shaker stuff that we have?
The Mets?
Yeah, the Mets.
The Mets were doing. The thumbs down. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that we've seen. I remember like Taj Gibson would hit a three and he would hold the phone up, right? Calling long distance. You know, like he would do that. Like, people have different things that they like to do to celebrate. This one, though, the fact that he's making it a mystery now makes me – I need to know now even more.
Yeah, that means it's something that he really can't say because disrespectful to his opponent or somebody.
You think it could be that? You think it could be something disrespectful?
Yeah. Disrespectful,
like, after he tells it, he's like
– ooh, my baby.
Like, we don't want to know this stuff.
Can't handle the truth, son.
Yeah, I know. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's get back to some calls here, Bart Scott. We got Al up in Albany. What's up, Al?
Yo, my guy. It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Damn, you went to six. Al, you went to six, son.
We went six.
It's Knicks and five.
Man, I walked out, man. It's your fault.
Oh, man. If we go six, it's on you, Al.
No, it's not. We're going to go up in Cleveland right now because I pulled my broom out prematurely right now. We're going to go up in Cleveland right now and pull out the heartbreak kid and just lay the smack down on the kid.
He should embrace the Heart Foundation stuff. He should lean more into the heart stuff.
Yeah. Did you see the NY and the apple in his braids?
Yeah, that's dope.
How about that?
First of all, that's
some Anthony Mason vibes.
I tell you what, I appreciate, yo. He got good braids.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown looked a little sparse. It's a lot of skin in between those braids.
Brunson, you mean?
No, Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown has braids again?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. You know why? Because he had the mask on for so long. I was so focused on the mask.
He got the worst. He took the mask off. Yo, he said,
you know what? Who is the guy? There's somebody in the playoffs. Who is he?
His braids hurt,
but he's also got like, white in his hair somewhere, and it just looks strange.
You know, smart do that weird stuff too, man. First of all, you're a grown dude with acne and like.
Well, don't mess with his acne. So what? He's got a skin condition.
Me too.
Rosacea.
No, me too. But what I'm saying is like he coming off like a little juvenile. You know what I mean? Like who spray tips the tip of their hair green? What are we in high school?
It's his thing.
That's something I expect BJ to come home with. Like something like he got his hair spray. Like, I was like, what are
trying
we doing?
To stay young. Hey, so Bart.
John Morant, too. Like, what the hell? Like, come on, man. The yellow braid, the green. Like, come on, man.
That Grizzlies team, by the way, has gone off the deep end. Let's be honest. They have gone off the deep end.
Without Steven Adams there as an adult, they have nobody keeping the teenagers under control.
I'm telling you. Like, things with that whole team. Has gotten out of control. But where was I going with this? Oh, so you think about the East right now, and I know, yes, 3-1, still got more to do. I'm with you, but this is what we do. It's Overreaction Monday. The Bucks are down 2-1 in their series. Giannis is hurt.
They play
today.
Would they love to get the heat? Oh.
Embiid is hurt. keep that in mind. What, like, is a door, is like, is there a door open here?
Oh, yes, yes. The same
is it
way.
It's crazy to look yes. at this, and that's why you go into Wednesday and say, don't mess around.
Yep.
Get the job done.
And get healthy.
And get ready for the next round, and then think to yourself, what if? Because it doesn't, it's not like, look, we first thought Bucks are indomitable. They're just too good. Like, when you watch right now in the East, are you not saying to yourself, what's going on here?
I mean, but still, like, I know what happened in the regular season, but I still much rather see Philly. I much rather see Philly than see that Boston machine.
But you won't see Boston or Philly until the conference final.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying right now you don't want Boston to have an easy series with a banged up Philadelphia, and then they ready to go because they got barbecue chicken all the way there. That'd get them two easy series. You want to see like James Harden step up, and then play well, and then that hamstring helper start to get old,
uh-huh.
and then you see him then after you go take care of the Bucks and baby Plexico, you know, can't get her done.
Bobby Portis. So tonight you have the Bucks. So now if you're a Knicks fan, now you're watching the playoffs a little bit different because you watch tonight's Bucks Heat games, Game 4, TNT 7:30. You watch this game now because you're gonna. We're gonna scout now, guys. It's time to scout. And you watch this and see what happened. Now, Giannis is supposed to play tonight. I imagine, I thought they sat him out game three as a precaution. Like, they thought, we did well. We can probably win this thing without, like, we can win this game without him because they did that in game two. And they grossly undervalued what the Heat could do and also what Spoelstra could do as a coach. And they ended up getting smoked in game three. Big game four tonight in Miami for both teams. But if you're a Knicks fan, you're watching this game tonight, and now you start saying to yourself, matchups, all right, how can this look? What do they look like? What do they do? I mean, I'm locked into this game tonight, no doubt about that. But it doesn't mean that you could – like, I'm not looking way too far ahead. I'm just saying, Bart, that I feel like with some of the injuries and how the playoffs have looked, it's a little weird. Is the door open?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, it finally happened. You expect it was going to. The Yankees finally lost their first series of the season to the Toronto Blue Jays, a divisional matchup. And, you know, for the Yankees, it's really a matter of just dealing with injuries, clearly, that have hurt the team in different areas. And you're playing bottom of the roster kind of stuff. But they're still, 13-9. Tampa's just been ridiculous to start the season. And Baltimore actually has just won six in a row. They've jumped over the Yankees in the standings. So the Yankees are tied for third right now with the Blue Jays. And for Aaron Boone, it's just a matter of just pushing through right now.
Overall, I think we're playing really well, you know, while we're obviously hoping and waiting on guys to get back, but it's allowed other guys to step up, and they've done that. So we just got to keep pushing right now when it's tough and keep grinding away offensively.
You know, the Yankees moved out. They had a nice homestand going. They now will head to the road. They play the Twins tonight in Minnesota. Johnny Brito, and guess who's pitching for the Twinkies?
Who's that?
Sonny Gray.
Listen, when Sonny Gray left and he went to the Reds, he actually played a lot better. This is a lot of, this another guy, another example of not everybody's built for New York.
No.
Revenge game.
We shall see. That's the Pinstripe Reports brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. 800-919-3776 is the number. All right, Bar, we've got a lot of callers to get to. Let's talk to them. Let's go to Dave in Kearney. Dave?
Alan?
What's happening?
You said, is the door open?
Yeah.
Bart said, wide open. I'm going to go you one further. The door is off the hinges, man.
Oh,
the Knicks
no, you
are
don't.
Going to the finals, baby.
No, you don't. Put your money where your mouth is.
The Knicks are going to the finals. We got everything you need to go to the finals. We got the defense. We got the high-rated offense. We got the coaching. We got the closers. We got the hustle. We got that old 90s Knicks feel. We going to the finals.
Oh, my God.
Fighting. Don't you win.
Don't you win. You can't do it.
But
you know what?
Dave is all in, Bart.
But tell me this, though. What I'm trying to figure out is, if let's just say the best-case scenario happens and they get there.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think they can do stacked up against the West?
Well,
do we have confidence?
Let me ask you this.
The West is falling
apart. Would you tell me that there is no chance of a Knicks-Lakers final?
Nope. Nope. Because they're going to win this one.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you Knicks-Lakers.
I give it
15%.
15%. Like if you had to go matchups.
Could you imagine? Come on, man. LeBron drags that motley crew into the Garden. Probably his worst supporting cast he's ever had on a championship team.
Well, I think with Anthony Davis, he puts it over the top.
Oh, no, I'm just
saying.
It's
hard to be the worst. But, yeah, you talk about Schroeder. Did you see your boy
Austin
flop?
Austin Reeves, I like.
Did you see him flop? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He grabbed his face when the guy touched him on his stomach.
Yeah.
Like, they should have gave him a flagrant one for the next game.
I feel like the NHL, they give you a penalty for flopping.
Yes.
I definitely think there should be one.
It was supposed to be an anti-flap law. The Ginobili law was supposed to be one in the NBA.
Yeah, they don't really uphold that.
This dude, and then they assessed a foul on him. And he got the rebound. Was about to lay it back up. This dude fell down, held his mouth.
Ooh, my baby.
He touched him in the navel. Like, yo. Nah, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Kids,
well, not everybody is as crazy as the previous caller who feels they're going all the way to the finals. Mike and Wes Caldwell here to bring us some levity to the conversation.
Are these people nuts? This is just why I'm calling. Thank God this guy called before me, because I'm there yesterday having probably one of the best days of my life. Both my sons' first playoff game, my oldest came home from college having the best day, went to Gallagher's for a steak after,
nice.
Loving New York again, whole night. Until I hear Knicks in five chance, will you stop touching the money? Does anyone understand who this team is? Can they win a series first before you start climbing poles? And next thing you know, they'll be eating horse poop like in Philly. I mean, what are we doing? Be New York. Take it easy, everybody. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Garden and do all this stuff, but stop touching the money. Stop.
Isn't this the New York thing to do, though? Isn't this the overreaction? Because every once in a while when they have the overreaction, it actually turns out. When the Giants went and won the Super Bowl at the sixth seed twice, it was kind of like that.
Does anyone know what the Knicks have done to us for the last – Does anyone know what this team has done to us for all these years? The Knicks will do Knicks things to you. Just let this be. Please, God, stop. Do New York, man. Be New York. Be like the champs that we can be in this town. Like, just stop.
Mike,
you and I are on the same page on this, where I am amused by what I saw over the weekend out our window at the studio. Like, we have that bird's eye view of 7th Avenue, and like I really was looking out like, oh, my God. But I will say this, Mike. You and I are probably closer to the same age. And so you have younger kids, and you said their first playoff game, right? everyone you saw out on the street doing all those things and chanting Nixon 5 and all that stuff, that's a younger generation that has never lived through what we have lived through, right? This is their first experience of, instead of arguing on blogs and podcasts about they should have lost that game so we would have a better lottery pick, they are now celebrating two playoff wins in the. They are feeling the crowd and the garden and what we tell them about, that they look at us like, no way it was like that. And now they're like, oh my God, it is like that. It's their first taste of it, Mike. Right? It's their first taste.
It's up to us.
Let them have their fun.
Mike, you're cold water.
Let them enjoy it.
My son, the oldest, as soon as he heard Nixon 5, said, stop. I taught this kid right. He knows. He knows the history. He doesn't even like him chanting R.J. Barrett. He said, be quiet at the line. Why are we chanting while they're on the line? They're bad enough at the line as it is.
And then he missed both.
You got to think. When we grow up, when we kids believe in everything. Anything's possible. They believe in an Easter bunny, all that type of stuff. You've conditioned your son to not be an erratic fan. That's not a good thing, man. Like, let his joy get stolen first, right? Because every once in a while you be outrageous and you end up and you look up like, oh, man, they the Golden State Warriors. You can be crazy. Or you end up being a Patriot fan. You can be crazy. So let him be, like, until they take it from him, give him some hurt, which is, I believe, defines and builds character. I feel like let him be absurd.
Yeah, I feel like Mike is trying to protect him from what Mike felt.
Right, but Mike, But Mike, every once in a while you have the Michael Jordan era. Every once in a while you have the Spurs, right? Where it's justified and you can believe because they'll do it right. This could be that time. Do you want to take that from?
Do that first, Bart. Do that first.
No, those fans didn't do it first.
All right, Mike. I feel you, Mike.
Yeah, it was the best day of my life. I'm telling you, it was awesome.
I can hear the hurt
of your
voice,
you got Mike. To share it with your kids. Like, man, thanks for the call, Mike. See, that's the thing. Mike has that sides of it. This was so much fun, and I finally got to share it with my kids. What I got to live. Now, again, I bring it back. Your father's Knicks. You hear him talking about it, and you just go, yeah, whatever, Dad. Like, yeah, the 90s were great, whatever. And then you live through this weekend. And you're like, you got a little taste of what we were talking about. And now you're like, yo, Dad, you were right. That place is lit. And then they want to get out in the streets and act up because that's what this generation does. Well, we didn't do that stuff back then. But they're doing it.
Well, half the people out there are your age, Alan.
No, you stop it. You know that's not true. They were all kids out there. And let them have their fun, man. Let them have their fun. All right. We'll finish up with the calls.
800,
right. Go streaking in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tonight, it continues at the Garden, the center of it all this whole weekend, as the Devils and Rangers Game 4 gets underway. We have your full coverage, of course, right here, starting with the pregame show at 6:30 p.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN. You got some interesting basketball games here tonight as well. If you're a Knicks fan and you're watching your team now and you're wondering, okay, what's going to happen now, second round? You're one win away from the second round, while you, of course, still need to win one more game. It's all right to look ahead. You have the Bucks and the Heat. That's your bracket. That's who you'll play. The winner of that series is who will play the winner of the Knicks series with the Cavs. Game 4 tonight on TNT, and the Heat have a 2-1 lead. Giannis expected, after he missed the last two games, Giannis expected to be back in the lineup tonight. And also, if you like just any of the drama and everything else, Lakers-Grizzlies tonight, another Game 4 as well, also on TNT. All the drama with LeBron and Dylan Brooks and everything else that's going on in that series.
These jobs, man. Yeah, man.
Imagine what if the Lakers win another one. And they said, too, that Staples Center was really, like, that was their first big crowd in a playoff game that they've had also in like 10 years. Because remember, they won their championship in the bubble. So they really haven't had a full crowd like that for a playoff game in a long time. And so it was a great experience for them. And, you know, again, for LeBron to go through that there, this would be a huge upset if they pull off this series.
Yeah, all man. Right. especially because Ja's back and he's healthy, right? You know what I mean?
Well, he's a little bit healthy. We'll see what he can do. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's continue with the calls before we hand it off to the K Show. Ben in the Bronx. What's up, Ben?
Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. Oh, we got to go.
Lost Ben. We continue. Juan in Bridgewater. Juan.
Orange and blue skies. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I was at the game yesterday. My first playoff experience. It was amazing. The crowd was electric. My girlfriend was, I need earbuds. It was so loud. It was great. I was outside the window for the MSG show.
I saw you, Juan.
You were there? Okay.
Did you and Han connect eyes?
We did. Actually, I have a video where I am zooming in on Han as he's zooming in on us in the crowd. It was great. Great video.
You gotta tweet it out.
I'll tweet it out.
Yeah.
I even got the MSG. They showed us on the TV. I'm the guy with the Let's Go New York upside down.
Love it. Upside down.
Avenue was amazing. Yeah, that was me.
It was cool.
Thank you for having me on.
I can still hear the damn excitement in your voice. You ready to go streaking in the quads now?
It's like he doesn't have a voice. That's the thing. Derek in Harlem. What's up, Derek?
I'm usually not, you know, out of rage with my Knicks fan, though, but we're going all the way to the finals. The Heat, they're going to get Giannis out there. His back is done, right? And then we're going to take care of them. And then we're going to go to Eastern Conference Finals. We get Boston out of here. And then Jalen Brown goes to see what it's like to play in the real city where people really like him. He's going to want to come next year. And then we're going to go to the finals. And it's either going to be that old man with Mr. Glass, or it's going to be the guy that don't brush his hair, and he's going to come back to the city, and he's going to realize that he made a mistake, and I don't care. We went into this year, just like in 15. Nobody thought that Golden State was going to be Golden State. I don't care. We're taking it.
If we get Boston, we need Sims to slide in Bernice Burgos' DMs and try and come at her, so then Jalen Brown be going crazy trying to fight. And he want our dudes ain't gonna come out.
Start that kind of trouble, man.
Yes, we do.
No, Bart Ray, you're the right pace. That's what we gotta do.
Listen,
that's
what we gotta get up in their heads, man.
You want to get all kinds of disrespectful? That's what you want to do. We haven't even got. Like, can we get to the second round before we start talking about playing Boston?
I'm just saying that should be the strategy. We should start going because Bernie's from here.
You know what I'm saying?
43-year-old Instagram model.
I got to be honest. The energy is great. There's nothing better than this. Arsenio in the car. What's up, brother? So how was the game?
So I told you guys how nervous I was.
Yep.
So I got there a little early. I was heavily medicated. Got a couple drinks in. I'll tell you what, man. The environment in that building was crazy. Like, honestly, looking back, I don't even remember much. Like, it was just such a blur. Like, it was just the place was shaking, everything. And then just when the game ended on Friday night, walking out to 7th Ave, man, like, I was trying to make it to the window, Han, but I wasn't getting through that crowd, man. That was too many people.
There was too many people there, Arsenio. I love that he said he was heavily medicated. It wasn't 420, it was 421, but still, it was this. Look, like I said, everybody, enjoy every moment. Don't let them tell you not to celebrate, but also keep everything in perspective. They still got to win one more game. K-Show coming up next, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, Bart.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.